Nehemiah 2:1-10. And it came to pass in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when wine was before him, that I took the wine and gave it to the king. Now I had never been sad in his presence before. Therefore the king said to me, "Why is your face sad, since you are not sick? This is nothing but sorrow of heart." So I became dreadfully afraid and said to the king, "May the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's tombs, lies waste and its gates are burned with fire?" Then the king said to me, "What do you request?" So I prayed to the God of heaven, and I said to the king, "If it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, I ask that you send me to Judah, to the city of my father's tombs, that I may rebuild it." Then the king said to me, the queen also sitting beside him, How long will your journey be, and when will you return?" So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Furthermore, I said to the king, "If it pleases the king, let letters be given to me for the governors of the region beyond the river, that they must permit me to pass through till I come to Judah. And a letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he must give me timber to make beams for the gates of the citadel, which pertains to the temple, for the city wall, and for the house that I will occupy." And the king granted them to me according to the good hand of my God upon me. Then I went to the governors in the region beyond the river and gave them the king's letters. Now the king had sent captains of the army and horsemen with me. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official heard of it, they were deeply disturbed that a man had come to seek the well-being of the children of Israel.
So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. Then I arose in the night, I and a few men with me. I told no one what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem, nor was there any animal with me, except the one on which I rode. And I went out by night through the valley gate to the serpent well and the refuse gate, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and its gates, which were burned with fire. Then I went on to the fountain gate and to the king's pool, but there was no room for the animal under me to pass. So I went up in the night by the valley and viewed the wall. Then I turned back and entered by the valley gate, and so returned, and the officials did not know where I had gone or what I had done. I had not yet told the Jews, the priests, the nobles, the officials, or the others who did the work. Then I said to them, "You see the distress that we are all in, how Jerusalem lies waste and its gates are burned with fire. Come and let us build the wall of Jerusalem, that we may no longer be a reproach." And I told them of the hand of God which had been good upon me, and also of the king's words that he had spoken to me. So they said, "Let us rise up and build." Then they set their hands to this good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite, Tobiah the Ammonite official, and Geshem the Arab heard of it, they laughed at us and despised us and said, "What is this thing that you are doing? Will you rebel against the king?" So I answered them and said to them, "The God of heaven himself will prosper us. Therefore, his servants will arise and build. But you have no heritage or right or memorial in Jerusalem."
Then Eliashib, the high priest, rose up with his brethren, the priests, and built the sheep gate. They consecrated it and hung its doors. They built as far as the Tower of the Hundred and consecrated it, then as far as the Tower of Hanel, next to Eliashib, the men of Jericho built, and the next to them, Zachur, the son of Amari, built. Also the sons of Hasaniah built the fish gate. They laid its beams and hung its doors with its bolts and bars, and next to them, Miramith, the sons of Urijah, the son of Koz, made repairs. Next to them, Meshulam, the son of Berachiah, the son of Mezabela, made repairs. Next to them, Zodak, the son of Bana, made repairs. Next to them, the Tekoites made repairs, but their nobles did not put their shoulders to the work of the Lord. Moreover, Jehoiada, the son of Pasiah, and Meshulam, the son of Besodiah, repaired the old gates. They laid its beams and hung its doors with the bolts and bars. And next to them, Melatiah, the Gibeonite, Jedan, the Meronite, the men of Gideon and Mizpah, repaired the residence of the governor of the region beyond the river. Next to him, Uzal, the son of Harihan, one of the goldsmiths, made repairs. Also next to him, Hananiah, one of the perfumers, made repairs, and they forfeited Jerusalem as far as the broad wall. And next to them, Repahiah, the son of Hur, leader of the half of the district of Jerusalem, made repairs. Next to them, Jedidiah, the son of Harmoth, made repairs in front of his house. And next to him, Haddish, the son of Hashbani, made repairs.
Operating from Nehemiah 3. Mahashion, the son of Haram, and Hashab, the son of Pathamoab, repaired another section, as well as the Tower of the Ovens. And next to him was Shalom, the son of Haloshesh, leader of the half the district of Jerusalem. He and his daughters made repairs. Hanun and his inhabitants of... This is in chapter 6. Hanun and the inhabitants of Zoan repaired the valley gate. They built it, hung its doors with its bolts and bars, and repaired 1,000 cubits of the wall as well as their refuse gate. Machalijah, the son of Rechab, leader of the district of Beth Hakarium, repaired the refuse gate. He built it and hung its doors with the bolts and bars. Shalom, the son of Kolzehesh, leader of the district of Mizpah, repaired the fountain gate. He built it, covered it, hung its doors with the bolts and bars, and repaired it as the wall of Pool Shelah by the king's garden, as far as the stairs that had go down from the city of David. After him, Nehemiah, the son of Azubuk, leader of half of the district of Bethzur, made repairs as far as the place in front of the tombs of David, to the man-made pool, and as far as the house of the mighty. After him, the Levites under Rehum, the son of Bani, made repairs next to him. Hashabiah, leader of half the district of Keilah, made repairs for his district. After him, their brethren under Bavi, the son of Henadad, leader of the other half of the district of Keilah, made repairs. And next to him, Ezer, the son of Jeshua, the leader of Mizpah, repaired another section in front of the ascent to the armory and the buttress.